Thank you, Nambula. Chairpersons from the NCLP side, all our members are present. That's Chairperson Gillian, Ms. Maleka, Mr. Chabaling, Mr. Baha, as well as Ms. Lutuli. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcel. Nediswa, please confirm the presence of the NA as subcom members, please. Can we have Chancha in the absence of Nediswa? We need to start this for, it's after two.
Oh, good afternoon, Chair and members and the colleagues. We have Ms. Ngweba, Ms. Sonti, the chairperson. That's all so far that we have. We have three members from us.
Why I see 19 people here?
Because there's also support staff, a chairperson. There are interpreters, closer interpreters, there are researchers, there are content advisors. There's Herman is also here. We have people from the broadcasting unit, all the support. Yes. Who else must be? Yes. Okay. So how many NA members must still log in?
Yeah, only one.
It's Ms. Masiko, Ms. Maluleke,
yes,
and Mr. Mpiti.
It's still only three from the portfolio committee chair.
Okay.
We need another three at least so that
there's Mkweba.
Yes.
Mkweba is here.
Yes.
Chairperson.
And so can you check Honorable
Masiko
and Honorable Maluleke?
I'll do that. Apologies, Chair. I had a connection problem earlier on. I've just sent a link to Honorable Maluleke. I'm going to check Member Masiko right now.
Sorry, Chair.
Hello, Ma.
Uma Mhlengwa was not supposed to be in this subcommittee. I'm just asking, I don't know.
I can see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm just on behalf of Honorable Ntokozo, but Neliswa, maybe she will explain to you.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, you are here as the alternate can girl. Uneliswa spoke to her in the morning.
Thank you, Chair.
So Nina, you're very good to see servants and in a man
late. Yes. Excellent, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, because we called her around 7:30.
Yes. I gave Neliswa's number to her.
Okay, see you, Mama.
Thank you, Chen.
Yeah. So the members of the NCOP are here. I see Chairperson Alec Nchabeleng.
I think they are all in here, Chairperson. It's only members of the NA. It's about three or four of them that still need to go.
I see Honorable Baha.
Yes, and the chairperson,
Honorable Maleka, I see her. Where is the chair?
She is here. And Honorable Lutuli as well.
Okay.
Yes.
I am your chair.
Oh, who is Molo?
It's a researcher chair.
Muketseng Wema.
PMG.
Nomnike Lokomanisi.
Interpreter Chair.
773-359-01575.
It's Njanja, Chair.
That is Njanja.
Why are you not naming your gadget?
Yeah, I don't know, Chair. It's a person who said Zoom for me.
So they must name your gadget.
I'll ask them, Chairperson.
Nomvula, uke wabona phi wena umuntu obhala isibongo nge-small letter?
I nami set up, I think, Chair. I will have to ask them to correct it as well. I think it was when they set me up.
And then, so from NA, you are 3. We are short of one member so that you can be 4 and we start the meeting.
Yes, Chair. Honorable Masiko she's having challenges in connection. She's think looking for a better place so that she can connect. I've sent the link to Honorable Maluleke. I'll check her again, Chair.
But Honorable Maluleke is in Chairperson.
Oh,
yes.
Ngiyambona manje uyitumela, we can start the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. I declare this meeting officially open. Good afternoon, honorable members. I welcome you all in the name of Jesus. I now hand over to the chairperson of NCOP to make her opening remarks. Honorable Gillion.
Good afternoon, Chairperson, afternoon, members and staff. Sorry, I've just got a bug in my throat, Chairperson. Let me take this opportunity to welcome all of us in the subcommittee meeting. And we've got an enormous task ahead of us. And I hope that we will do this process with the same enthusiasm and commitment like we did the previous one. Chairperson, looking forward into doing this process in the short period of time, which it's going to take a lot of our energy, and let's hope that when we reach the end of this process, that whatever might be the outcome will be an outcome that will be a better outcome like the first process, because we had to start this process from fresh. And wishing all of us good luck in this task ahead of us. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Neliswa? Neliswa?
Yes, Chair.
May you please send that the agenda so that it can be easy for us with the Chairperson. Is on the WhatsApp?
Will do, Chair.
The agenda is opening and welcome. Apologies. Are there any apologies?
Good afternoon, Chair, and members and the support staff. From the Portfolio Committee, I have not received any apologies, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. From your side, Chairperson, all of you, you're here.
Good afternoon, Chairperson. Yes, we are all in, Chair. We have no apologies. All members are present from the NCLP.
Thank you very much, Marcel. Okay, we are now on item number 3, consideration and adoption of the committee program on filling of vacancies in the NYDA. There's a draft program. I hope all honorable members have received the draft program. Marcel and Nelisa should have sent that program to you by yesterday or today early in the morning. So let me check first that honorable members do have the program.
I'm sorry, Chairperson, it's Nomvula.
Okay.
No, Chairperson, they did ask me whether they need to circulate the program. I advised against that. So otherwise, they were ready to send it to everybody else. So that is why I said I would rather advise that the program be discussed in the meeting and then we send to all the members an adopted program.
Okay.
So they were advised by me not to send it, Chair. I'm sorry for that, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Nomvula. Can you then send the program to members so that we can look at the dates? Honorable members, I think as per the decision of the programming committee, we have resolved that maybe let's start drafting a program that we're going to present today so that we can move with speed and finalize the... the filling of vacancies of NYDA, because I think it's been a long time that NYDA is not having what's going on now. So my apologies for that. So that we can NYDA can function and normally, because for now the way they are functioning it's abnormal. It's only the CEO, and you know for the fact that most of their executives, their contracts have lapsed, and it's difficult for the CEO alone to fill those posts. The CEO, in some of those executive posts, they must be filled together with the board. So it's not easy for the CEO in that institution. So I think the better we... fill those vacancies, it will be the better, because they can't operate in a skeleton staff like they are doing now. I think they have a backlog now of some work that they should have been finalized last year, but because of the board not being appointed, it's a problem for them. And I think we are expected to be done with this process between April and May. And if you were listening to the manager of committees, Ms. Jiba, yesterday, is that we are supposed to be committed to this work up until the last day, honorable members. You know, when they are saying we're starting from scratch, it means today in the morning we're dealing with that. That starting from scratch, it means we starting from advertising the vacancies again, inviting interested candidates or people who wants to apply or organization nominate the people that they feel strong that they should be considered to be part of to serve in the board of NYDA. So that tells you, for those of us who've been here dealing with this process, it's not just an easy task. Some people, when they're looking at this process from outside, they think it's easy. It's not. It takes long because there's a lot that needs to be done. But I think this time, honorable members, because if you heard the speaker in that meeting last time, she delegated the House chairpersons to work with us so that we must fast track the process and finalize this process as quick as possible. I'm hoping that our staff members and us, Chairperson, we are going to work very closely with the offices of our House Chairpersons, and together with the Speaker's office and the House Chairperson of the Chairperson of the NCOP, Ubabu Masondo, so that all of us we make sure and ensure that there are no more complaints like there were complaints before. So we know, but the other delay that may crop up is the issue of screening. You know, honorable members and our staff members, that that was another challenge that we experienced last time, whereby SSA, when they were supposed to have screened all the candidates that we have shortlisted, it took long, up until some of them we ended up not receiving their report on whether they are fit for purpose or they don't have criminal records and so on. So, but now because we are going to work together with the office of the House Chairperson, the Speaker's office and the Chairperson's office, I think they are going to assist us in ensuring that all those things are done as soon as possible. Even Human Resource Department, I think this time, honorable members, the Speaker will make sure that they, and the House Chairperson, they'll make sure that the Acting Secretary of Parliament must make sure that the Human Resource Department does verify qualifications of all those candidates that we would have shortlisted by that time. So I think those are the main three critical issues that needs us, honorable members, but it must be taken into consideration by both houses, and so that we must finish our work as soon as possible, because it causes a delay, and even ourselves we end up fighting and not knowing whether we must continue or we must wait until the report, we receive the report. But with those few remarks, honorable members, let me hand over to the Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. The next item, Chairperson, on the agenda is the consideration and the adoption of the committee program to fill on the filling of vacancies in the National Youth Development Agency. Can I ask one of the ladies to take us through the program? Marcel, do you have the program?
Yes, thank you very much. Neliswa, can you please take us through the program, please? Marcel, can you just move down? A little bit down, Marcel. Yes, there you are. That's okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Nomvula. Thank you to Chairpersons and the members. The program is as follows. Today, we are considering the program as indicated by the Chairperson. And then from the 15th to the 27th of February, we will be preparing all the adverts, translations, and sourcing of codes and obtaining approvals. Thereafter, from the 28th of March until the 19th of March, which is a three-week period, will advertise in print media that is calling for nomination also for filling of vacancies in the NYDA. Thereafter, for 8 days, that is from 22nd to 31st March, we'll be uploading those CVs to parliamentary website for public comment or civil society comment. And then it will be an Easter weekend. After the Easter weekend for another 3 weeks, when we come back on the 6th of April to 24th, we will be summarizing all those CVs. And then during the second term, that will take us to the second term of our parliamentary program. On the 4th of May, the Tuesday from 9 until 5, it will be a consideration for criteria for shortlisting. If members agreed, it will be a closed meeting. And then on Friday, also, which is the 7th of May, shortlisting of candidates. And then from the 10th, for 2 weeks, we continue with the state security processes and the HR processes. And then on 11th of May, it will be discussions on interview question structure and selection process. And also if in the scorecards, if members agree, it will be closed meeting. 18th to 20th of May for three days, possibly interviews, also depending on the number of candidates as selected by members, by the members of the committee. On the 25th of May, it will be deliberations. And then the last meeting, 28th of May, it will be consideration and adoption of the draft report on filling of vacancies in the NYDA by both the PC on women, youth, and persons with disabilities and select committee on health and social services. Thereafter, it's constituency for the NCOP and then NA constituency. Thank you, members.
Thank you very much. Members, you've got the program, proposed program in front of you. Is there any questions? If not, can we move for a mover and a shaker of the adoption of the program?
The chairperson?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Maybe before we adopt the program, I have a question on the advert itself.
Okay. Continue.
Yeah, I didn't see where we are going to discuss the advert, because I think maybe we need to be very much careful with the advert so that we highlight the age restriction according to the Act, according to the Constitution, so that we don't have this thing of people complaining that we have been unfair to them when we come to the shortlisting and interview. I'm not sure whether before we adopt the program, can we discuss the advert first, or maybe we are still going to have a time where we are going to discuss the advert. I'm not sure. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Member Maluleke. Chairperson, can you advise, can we adopt and then discuss the advert?
No, and I think there's an omission. We need to discuss, we need to convene another meeting. With the rules of parliament. And so Nomvula, may you please look at the program and see how they fit that in. But also, the reason that we propose this day also that we must sit today is that as we move forward, when we draft our portfolio committee meetings, we must also look at the program. Both the NA portfolio committee and the select committee, we must look at the this program. And so honorable members, our secretaries, and I think they ensure that our meetings don't clash. But I take it that when they were busy drafting, they were looking at the dates also. But where there's NSOP, there's an activity. I think, Marcel, you are in a better position to advise, so that we must not find ourselves cancelling or postponing meetings forever and ever. But I think for now, this is what we have. And if members are comfortable with that amendment of a date that will be put into the agenda, we're going to deal with the, I'm sure we can deal with the advert on that date, Yang A 15 to the 27, or that date, Yang A 20 something. I'm sure we can put it there, whereby we are going to discuss the criteria and the advert, and then we must take it from there. I'm suggesting those two dates, the 15th to the 27th, between the 15th and the 27th February, and the one of the 28th. So, Ms. Jiba, I think they and the secretaries must find one way we are going to fit in the issue of the the advert.
Can I say something, Chair?
Please.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. You are right. So between the 15th and the 27th of February, we are going to identify a date where this committee will be discussing the advert itself, so that the date of the 28th remains as it is. So just one date after the 15th to the 27th, column, we are going to put another date there just to for the discussion on the advert before that advert goes out in the print media. So that is okay, Chairperson. Then the next point, Chairperson, I just wanted to find out just maybe to minimize the number of closed meetings, which was also one of the bones of contentions with these concerns that were raised by members of the public. I was just thinking whether that program of from the 6th of April to 24th April, what is it? When is the next, where the first closed meeting is due for the selection criteria or shortlisting criteria? And also we have another closed meeting on discussion or of interview questions and structure. Is it possible that meeting discusses everything else in relation to the candidates, everything else, so that we do not have many closed meetings as we were? If there is a possibility, Chairperson, but if you agree with the program as it is, where we have a closed meeting first for the shortlisting and then another shortlisting meeting for just for the a discussion on interview question, it's all up to you. Otherwise, we can combine all such matters in one meeting so that in all our lives we only have one closed meeting. That is just a proposal, Chairperson, that I am having. But okay, if you are okay with it, then to me it's okay.
Okay, no, I think you're right. We can do that. But also the other date that I feel strong that we can... you see that week of 06 April to the 24th of April, 3 weeks is a summary of CVs. Can we try and make it 2 weeks?
we can put any time there, Chairperson, for as long as we are sure of the number of CVs that we'll be receiving. Remember the last time we received close to about 750 odd CVs, and we are talking about a certain number of resources that we are having. We can put 2 weeks, but it will depend on the number of CVs that we have received, Chairperson, and we wouldn't want to rush everything else, because on those summaries, the summaries should actually reflect exactly what is in the CV, but in a summarized form. So we are actually making it easier for the members to know about a specific candidate. So that is not something that needs to be done at rush, because even the 3 weeks, I think, looking at our previous submissions of 750, we might get more this time around, looking at the interest that people have on NYTA. So for now, Chair, I suggest that we leave it at that. Depend if the number of CVs is less than the 750 that we have received, then we could look at the possibility of reducing those weeks into two, Chair, if I may propose that.
Yeah, but Nomvula, can we try and finish up everything? Go down. Who's controlling the report?
Marcel.
Marcel, can we try and finalize everything in end of May?
That is what the program says. This program suggests that the last meeting on NYDA will be on the 28th of May.
Can you see that? To be presented in the House.
Yeah, consider no adoption of the, not the House, but adoption of the committee program will be done by 28th of May. So it means the House will adopt the program after constituency, because immediately after that, the week thereafter will be constituency. So what do you mean? You mean maybe by the House?
By somewhere here in May. You see the date on 28 May.
Yeah, yes.
We can push with... No, but I everything. See the constituency. Before constituency,
yes.
We must adopt, the House must adopt the report.
Okay, Chair, I hear you now.
Yeah.
I understand
Let's adjust the program.
Yes.
That before constituency.
Yes.
It's along 7th of June to 16 August. Yeah, before this.
Okay, Chair. So this will mean then, Chairperson, the committee will have to consider the proposal that there will be one closed meeting where all matters related to criteria and shortlisting will be dealt with, so that is one meeting, not separate meetings. Then yeah. Secondly, we try to push the time so as to allow the houses to adopt the report before the June constituency. Then yeah. We will prepare that report and present it in that meeting of 15 to 27 again, Chair. Or maybe we will circulate it, Chair, or what must we do? Circulate the draft proposal again or discuss it in the meeting of 15 to 27 February.
Yeah. So discussing it. You know what I'm thinking, honorable members? What I'm thinking is that we must adjust this our program with 1 week. Let's adjust the program with 1 week. By 1 week, yeah. Let's adjust the program like that. Before second term.
Go up, Marcel.
Okay. I can see how much uploading of CVs. It's 2 weeks on it.
Yes, Chair.
And then after that?
It's the Easter weekend and then the some the CVs.
Okay. We should be done by with our interviews, and the House should adopt the report by that time. At least by June, those candidates that will recommend and be adopted by the House by June, that list should be with the president to appoint for the appointments. And then by July, NYDA must be having a board. If it happens that the president signs early, that means they will have a board by June, looking at the program.
Okay, just it means there are a lot of changes then that we need to.
Okay.
So it's not a program today, but we would rather resolve.
Back on it. Yeah. Yes. Okay. There are hands. I see Honorable Elek, Honorable Mkweba, Honorable Maluleke. Who else? I see these 1, 2, 3, 4. I see 4 hands. Nomvula, ehlisa isandla sakho.
Nam Chair.
Oh, no, Mam Sonti. Nomvula, ehlisa your hand, please.
Mpiti, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Mpiti. Let's have Honorable Nchabeleng, Honorable Mkweba, Honorable Bacha, Honorable Maluleke, Honorable Mamsonti, Honorable Mpiti.
Thanks, Chairperson. Most of I raised my hand earlier, so as a result, some of the things that I wanted to comment about already you they were clarified even before I could ask them.
Okay.
I just saying that now seeing that this thing is new and we belong to other committees like this one, the Section 100 in the Northwest. So we need to also later, you know, one will be able to apply their mind and make comments, particularly about the times and the thing. And yeah. The other thing, the main thing is, I think our code of engagement, rules of engagement.
Yeah.
We need to work that out. So, you know, things that are taken as simple things in meetings, that if you are not in a meeting today, you cannot rehash the meeting the following week when you come back to rejoin us. So we need to agree about those things, that if you miss a meeting, you cannot restart that meeting again the following week when you come.
Yeah.
And that is generally discipline and procedure in all meetings. I don't know. I'm not an expert in chairing meetings. But and I think as time goes, we will apply our minds and make comments, particularly, or maybe even try to get alternates to come in when we have other pending issues that cannot be put aside. So, yeah, that's all from me, Chairperson, for now. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
But the discipline in meetings, really, it's very important.
Thank you very much. I agree with you 100%. Honorable Mkweba, Babun Chabeleng Kupa,
thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Mkweba? Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to speak, Honorable Mkweba.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. And thank you, Chair, and good afternoon, honourable members and our support staff. I think, Chair, you covered me on the adjustment of this programme, especially the 3 weeks, which is of the summary of the CVs. Summary of the CVs can take 2 weeks. Then you also go for the 10th to the 21st of May, the 2 weeks. You then make it 1 week for the vetting of the applicants. Then it will then assist us to adjust our program to the so that it then fit to the time before the constituency work. So, Chair, I think I wanted to add those few issues. But however, I then want also to propose that we then today adopt the program of okay. the process, so that it then help us to it, it so that we then in the next Lantika meeting of this subcommittee we only then add those Lantika adjustment to the program. But I will then propose that we then adopt it with all the adjustment if we are agreeing as especially as honourable members that at least it must then accommodate the report being tabled to Parliament before the constituency work, Chair. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, 100% correct, Honourable Mgwebe. I agree with you. I think before I even forget, Honourable Members, I will want to appeal to Honourable Members that I think in some of the meetings we'll have to go to Cape Town, so that we are in one room, especially for those meetings that we know that are critical in this in this process, including the days of the interviews. I think we should be in Cape Town. We want to ask members that please maybe we need to consider that we are not going to book another venue outside a Parliament, but I think we need to work with the office of the House Chairpersons so that we see which dates we are going to be physically in Cape Town, so that we can be able to deal with the issues that needs us to have a closed meeting. Thank you very much, Honourable Mgwebe. May you please lower your hand, and I now call Honourable Bacha. Honourable Mgwebe, may you please lower your hand. Thank you very much, Honourable Bacha.
Thank you, Chairperson. I hope I'm audible enough. There's quite a lot of challenges these days. Good afternoon, Chair, and all the members and our support staff. Chairperson, I think that for me, I think that we should work on the start and the closing date of the whole process and yeah. fit in everything else in the middle because we don't have the luxury of time like we had before. We have to work on this thing and finalize it as soon as we can. But having said that, Chairperson, there were issues that were not of debate. I don't think that there were issues about the advert, for instance, that it did not cover this and that and that. So for me, I think that those are quick wins. It's things that we can quickly put together and so on, because then that will help us in ensuring that by the time Parliament takes a break, this thing would be resolved. So in trying to work on the time, let's just have this as an opening of this debate or discussion and the date where we say this must be concluded by this time, and then work everything else in the middle to try and work that out. In terms of getting applications, we might get more, we might get less, that we cannot, be sure as to whether it will be more or less until we do get them. But let's just put time aside to make sure that this is done and dealt with as soon as we can. Because we are redoing a process which is not necessarily what Parliament is all about. Parliament is about doing this and conclude it, and we move on to other things that require our attention. So I'm just appealing, Chairperson, that in agreeing with you, that let's see what we can achieve sooner, the quick wins, and see what would need more time, but knowing that by the time we go for recess come June, we would have dealt with this thing. It will be done or in front of the president to make his consideration. Thank you, Chairperson. But I support the process.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bacha. Thank you. Thank you. Honorable Bacha, may you please lower your hand? Yeah, because if we're in Cape, all of us were in Cape Town, it will make our life easy. And then the times you can play around with time so that Enzen Manjin Kipil. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Chen.
Yes, Chen.
Oh, okay. Master,
Master, can you put on?
Okay. I think we're agreeing. Let me hear other the two members. Honorable Mpiti
Maluleke.
Maluleke, uwe tisele ni sandla manje.
Angazi siphumile. Hayi le lo kanje hayi.
Honorable Maluleke, Honorable Sonti, and then the chairperson will be the last. Honorable Mpiti.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good afternoon to everybody. Chair, my question is relation with the program. I have not seen anything about the discussion on the terms of reference. So if that can maybe be clarified as to where it appears on the program, because I do think it needs to be on the program as its own section. Thank you.
Okay, let me clarify you with the terms of reference. I think we clarified today, myself and the manager of the committees, that remember the other thing that we spoke about yesterday was that in the terms of reference, we wanted to know how do we start the whole process, whether we're starting from advert or whether we're starting from looking at those CVs that we received, you remember most? So, but with that one, we were corrected that no, the decision of the meeting was to say start from the scratch. So start from the scratch, it means we are starting from advertising again. But with the other issues that we wanted the speaker to clarify us, then today we I think Nomvula, we are done with that letter, ne? So it's few things that we have captured that the speaker must also guide us on those ones, and as soon as we get that response from the speaker, we'll be discussing them in any of the meetings that is here, because the advert it doesn't need a terms of reference. The advert is clear, it's according to the act of the NYDA and it's according to the constitution of the country. So that one, it's not a trans mesh. But those things that were raised, of which maybe the speaker will be, the speaker and the house, the chairperson of NCOP will be the one, and our house chairpersons, they will guide us on those ones. So we'll have that in one of the meetings. We may not write terms of reference, but in the agenda, you will see we'll bring them in the meeting and say, here is the guidance that we got with terms of reference on what is it that needs to happen. So it will be accommodated in one of the dates that are here. Honorable Mpiti, I wanted to respond to that one, except if maybe there are other things that you wanted to ask. Honorable Mpiti?
Chair, thank you so much. I'm covered. So essentially what you're saying is that we are not going to be putting it specifically on a specific date. It will appear or it will be in conjoinment with one of the items that appear right now on the agenda.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. And then Honorable Maluleke.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Some of the questions that I wanted to raise have been covered, okay. Especially on the issue of us adopting the agenda to, I mean, the program today, because we need just to adopt the program, citing that with amendments, even though the amendments, we are still going to get it next week, but next week we'll get the program that we have amended today, but we must adopt the program today. Chairperson, my question was just on the issue of the timeline, especially from legal department. Can they clarify how long is it suitable for advert to be in public? Because if we can say maybe an advert can take 5 weeks, I mean 5 days, is it proper, or does advert have a timeline so that we don't find ourselves again having breached some of the legal requirements? Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure whether I'm
understanding. Your question is clear. Okay. For the benefit of the public, let's hear Babu Dr. Tembe or Babu Njikela, if you see.
Thanks, Honorable Chair, Co-Chairs, and Honorable Members. Although there is
Sorry, Chair.
No, we are next.
All right.
May I proceed, Chair?
Yes.
Am I audible enough? Although there is no written rule or what we can say, it's a principle, but practice has been that any advert which goes out of Parliament gives the public time. So reasonable time has been not been less than 2 weeks. So normally advert will go out, it will be able. So a reasonable time is not less than 2 weeks, because people should not actually be complaining about insufficient time to take notice. So 2 or more weeks, it's up to the committee to decide how long does it want to fly the advert, but it shouldn't be less than 2 weeks. That is how far the practice has been in Parliament for quite of immeasurable time, as far as I know. Thanks, Honorable Chair.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dr. Tembe. I hope Honorable Maluleke is covered.
Yes, Chairperson, I'm covered. It's only that maybe we need to rework on the days that we have there, or on the preparation of advert. I'm not sure whether when we say preparation of advert, we are including when the advert has gone out, then, okay, we can just work around on that one so that we have...
Let me close this and look at... Oh, they wrote 3 weeks.
Yes,
No, they are right. Yeah.
Oh, no, they are right.
Where they are saying preparation of advert, it's when we are writing the advert and we are getting quotations from print media so that we can get the approval from a finance department or a supply chain. Which newspapers are we going to use?
No, I'm covered, Chairperson. I just checked on the 10th day, the 10 days. I didn't see the 3 weeks below, but But if there is 3 weeks, then I'm covered. Thank you, Chair.
If time permits, yeah, we can play around with this time. For as long as... Yeah, let's continue. Honorable Mamsonti.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think it's my suggestion, Chair. Ngicabanga ukuthi le 3 weeks for this summary of service, right, Chair. Because on my understanding, speaker on her advices, she said the applications must be more. So
Chair,
I
must
think
be given enough time, as many as they.
Yeah, so that 3 weeks, I think it's right for this service, for that summary. And then number two, is a depender.
Will depend because, how many CVs do we get?
Because what I'm worried of is this rush. Because even this mess ends a kile before, maybe be rush. So analysis touches into.
So we need to do things the right way.
I agree with you, Chairperson.
All these procedures must be happening in Cape Town.
Zingenzelwa outside, so zibe khona phaya parliament until ibe iyavalwa this process.
Until we close this process. I do agree.
Oko besivumelane kwayizolo ukuthi everything must be started from. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mamsonti. There was no mess, Mamsonti.
Okay.
Honorable Chair, I think you are the last. If there's no other member that I've jumped.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I want to agree that we must adopt this program today, starting from Wednesday, the 10th of February, up until the 20th of May. Because the reason why I'm saying this, Chairperson, there's two closed meetings that can move into one closed meeting. And then, which means the date of the closed meeting of the 12th of May, we can move the interviews up, starting from the 12th of May to the 15th. And then the deliberations and the discussions after that, and then try to finish by the 20th of May. If the staff is going to deal with it now, if there is another date, they can come up with a proposal. Secondly, Chairperson, I think we must agree also in this meeting that we finished just before the end of last year. We were also part of the interviews on the Central Drug Authority Board with the Portfolio Committee on Social Development. And we agreed that all our interviews we will do in Parliament. And I think we must agree also in this meeting today that all members do have houses in Cape Town and that we will do all our interviews in closed meetings in Parliament. It was very safe because, we were doing it like, what is the name of that building? There on top. But it was very safe and it is a very big building. So Even me, who's very much afraid with comorbidities, I felt safe when we did that interviews at Parliament. Then lastly, Chairperson, we must prevent what happened last when we were doing these interviews. I want to agree with you that we had our meetings clashed, and like Member Chabalang was also trying to bring to the fore, is that we are also busy with 600, and myself, Chabalang, and Maleka is in different Section 100 committee meetings. So if we can just make sure, Marcel, that our dates don't clash. And also, if the chairpersons, the house chairpersons, is agreeing to this program, after this program was adopted by this committee, we must stick with this program. And then another one, chairperson, is the punctuality. When we must start with meetings, we must start with meetings. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think we are going to make our house rules when we start in our first meeting, especially on the things that Honorable Nchabeling have raised. If a member is absent, it's up to yourself that you must ask other members on what were the resolution of the previous meeting. We are not going to rehearse like the previous time when we had to take members through and so on. We are not going to do that. So every member that is here has a responsibility of being responsible, of ensuring that you attend meetings. We are not going to entertain any member who will want to take us back on issues that we have passed. So, honorable members, hopefully we are going to work together as a team. And if a member will be taking us for a ride, unfortunately, it will be rough. Because, you know, we must guard against a situation whereby we make our people not to even trust us ourselves, and people question the work that we're doing unnecessarily. And when we disagree, honorable members, we must disagree in a very respectful way and with respect to one another, because all of us, we are calling ourselves honorable members. So if we are calling ourselves honorable members, we must do an honorable thing, that we behave as such. But if we don't, it will be just unfortunate. So, honorable members, I think for now, can we get a mover for the adoption of the report? We are agreeing that we are going to adjust our program as and when there's a need, because also even times, honorable Chabeling has said it mouthfully, and the chair have said it, that they are part of the Section 100 in the committee for the Northwest. So what is going to happen is that what is going to happen is that Marcel and Nelly, so before you set up time for the meetings, you must check when are those Section 100 meetings sitting. It's your role. We don't want to fight with you. So make sure that all those things you are taken care of. If members need transport, because some of the meetings, if we are finishing late at night, you'll have to arrange a transport for members so that they can be they can go home safe. Members must not be, we are tired, we are finishing late, and members are still standing outside asking you, where is transport, where is what, where is what? So I think this time we are going to work professionally as much as we can. And can we now get a mover for the adoption of the report, because honorable members, the majority view is agreeing, but remember, for procedural purposes, we need to get a mover for the adoption of the report. But also, you must open your cameras, honorable members. You know, yesterday some people were raising some concerns that, you know, it was looking very clumsy that we're in a meeting and almost all of you, your video, your cameras were off. And they were, and I also, I think also 408, in some instances, they were just seeing, hearing voices, but not seeing people. So I think it's important. And even that professional secrecy and confidentiality of information, honorable members must behave honorable, because last time even people, we were sitting in a meeting and some of you, you are communicating with people outside and giving even wrong information. We were in a meeting, we were busy discussing, and some of you, we are communicating with people from outside, giving them information, which led some of the people thinking that there were shenanigans that were happening in our committee, whereas there was nothing like that. So, honorable members, if a member does not understand on what is it that you are saying, please don't be afraid to ask. We'll give you an opportunity to ask, because we are all honorable members here. So no one will be deprived an opportunity to speak. Unfortunately, I don't believe in that, of depriving a members their opportunity to speak. And the chair of the NCOP also, Honorable Gillian, does not believe in that. So we are very, very, very generous, honorable members. So anything that you don't understand, please ask in the meeting so that we give you the correct perspective on why this decision, so that you don't go and misquote and misrepresent facts, which led some people thinking that there was a shenanigans that were happening in the subcommittee. So I think, honorable members, even those, like, thank you very much, Mam Sonti, for being present on behalf of honorable Tlangwini. So any member?
Honorable Sonyane, Chen.
Sonyane, honorable Sonyane. I think any member that knows that you won't be part of the team, please send your alternate. If we are going to discuss delegate things, we'll tell you that no, we don't need an alternate. We need the honorable member in the meeting. So that's professionalism. We are going to work professionally, honorable members. We don't want our integrity to be questionable. We don't want to bring the integrity of the institution into disrepute. So we are going to work together as a team, and we must make sure all of us that NYDA has a board by the 1st of June, NYDA must have a board. Can I get a mover? Chairperson, can you take over this one so that we can get a mover for the adoption of the report?
Thank you, Chairperson. Can we get the mover and the seconder for the adoption of the program that will be adjusted and sent to all members of the Joint Subcommittee on the Filling of Vacancies in the National Youth Development Agency? Thank you. I see hands. Is this old hands?
No, it's not an old hands, Chairperson.
Okay. You can continue, member.
Yes, it's Honorable Maluleke.
Yes.
Chairperson, I move that we adopt this program with amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for the proposal?
I see Mam Sonti's hand.
Mam Sonti?
Yes, I'm seconded, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Chairperson, over to you for the closure of the meeting.
I see Honorable Chabeleng's hands is up. Dadin Chabeleng?
Sorry, Chair, it was for the adoption. Sorry. The hand is lower. Sorry about that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I think the other thing that, before I forget, Chair, you remember, Chair, in terms of the oversight model for parliament, that was presented to us as chairpersons, and Honorable Ntshabeleng also, he's the chairperson of another committee, and another committee in the NCOP. You know that we are
five committees.
No, five.
We've got five and seven.
All of you then.
Yeah.
You must know that this year, when you look at your committee programs, you must know that we've got another task of championing issues of gender-based violence, because they fall under us.
Yeah.
So those that our department is responsible for, we must make sure that I think what will help us also, maybe when we set up dates for those meetings, maybe let's have a joint meeting so that we can reduce many meetings. I think it can work for us.
Yes.
What do you think, Ntate Ntshabeleng, if we can do that, have a joint meeting so that you know what you are done? They are not going to come to us, and then you'll have to set up another date for yourselves. So when those meetings are sitting, we need to make sure that we convene a joint committee meeting. They will be coordinated by the House Chairperson. We must make sure that the NSP is implemented and people, they come to Parliament and account. But also, I think I nearly said something, and now I remember that is not relevant for this meeting. we'll talk about it out of this meeting. But thank you very much, honorable members, for your attendance. And next week, after Marcelo and Nelisa noted each other. But Onomvula, remember, you need to request more manpower from Parliament to deal with those CVs, you know. And I want to ask our staff members that they must not get sick. I'll pray very hard to God that God must protect you until we finish this process. Okay, because, yes, you know, you can't afford to have you being sick. Eh?
Mm.
Like last time, it was hectic for us. It was very difficult for us as members. So, Nomvula, may you please also, I think we'll share also with the House Chairpersons, Honorable Gillion, that we'll have to get more staff members that are going to work with our staff members in this project, because receiving those CVs and summarizing them, it's a hell of a job. It's not as easy as people think, because they need to go through each and every CVs. So, Nomvula, I think we'll take up to our House Chairpersons, myself and the Chair, that you are being supported. Thank you, Babu Bakha, for being present, and compliments. It's late, ne? So good February. Yeah, but thank you very much, Honorable Members, for your presence. And I think we have come to the end of our meeting.
Thank you, Chairperson. Can I ask